Deep underground, the Jelly Belly Factory, BB is in her secret laboratory creating the weird and wild flavors of Bean Boozled.
I've done it again!
Is it pomegranate or old bandage? Dare to compare. Bean Boozled, 6th edition. Are you brave enough?
We welcome back our friends with the Wisconsin Beef Council. Yes, that's right. Checkoff Chats on the air with you, and happy to have you along with us. In studio with us is Angie Horkin. She's one of the communication specialists with the Wisconsin Beef Council. Always want to remind you, if you want to follow up on any of the information you're going to hear Angie talk about, or really anything in general about Wisconsin's beef industry, pop on over to beeftips.com. That'll also help you understand how your checkoff dollars are being distributed and used across the United States. So this is the hot time of the year, Angie, when it comes to our Wisconsin beef producers in general. Holiday entertaining is the key time when people pivot towards the beef showcase.
This definitely is the most wonderful time of the year, especially for us at the Beef Council, for our Wisconsin beef industry. We are selling a lot of beef this time of year. It's so popular. And I know here in Wisconsin, we talk about it every year this time. We really like to talk about our rib roasts, our ribeye roasts, our tenderloins. And nationally, actually, this is hard to believe. This is a really big number, but more than 70% of our beef rib roast sales, and that's pounds and dollars combined, occurs right now. So this holiday period from mid-November to mid-January. So you're looking at 2 months and 70% of the sales occur now. But to me, that's kind of obvious. It's a huge celebratory cut. I love grilling ribeye steaks all summer, don't get me wrong, but really this time of year is when I really like to indulge in that prime rib roast. It's an elegant cut. It's expensive, but it's well worth it when you're feeding your family this time of the year.
It is the wow factor.
It is. It's, you know, it's the king of the table. When you serve that, really, you don't, it doesn't matter what you have on the side. Green bean casserole, some potatoes, doesn't matter, a little gravy. But yeah, like, it's the wow factor. It's intimidating, too, and since we kind of do splurge on making it once a year, similar to corned beef, at St. Paddy's Day, we always need that little bit of refresher. I do. My brain's old. I got a lot in it from year to year. I need a refresher, which I think our customers do too. So we spend a lot of time here the last month, really getting out there, getting our message out all over social media to our young consumers, those that might be making their first prime rib ever without mom or without grandma. So we're reaching them with videos and recipes and a lot of how-to videos too. We've done a really fun roast, just a simple roast how-to, not even a recipe. Here's what you need for your tools. Here are your tips. Go do it. So yeah, we've been so busy, boots to the ground. I've been putting on a lot of miles, hitting all the TV stations, just showing everybody it's not that intimidating. You can do it. You just need a couple simple tools, like roasting pan or rack, and don't forget that oven safe meat thermometer, and you'll be okay. And then go to the website, of course, to find the recipes, to find more detail. We actually went and created a whole, we used to call it Home for the Holidays. Beef up your holiday page. It's linked right on the homepage of beeftips.com. If you go to that page, you're going to be overwhelmed. There's a lot. Carve out at least 5 minutes to look through it. We got our roasting videos on there. We've got links to all of our recipe collections that are perfect for this time of year. We've got cut information. So a really nice 8.5 by 11 PDF you can print off with the timetable, all your temperatures, kind of your cheat sheet. Take it to the supermarket with you when you're ordering your rib roast, because maybe you only want to cook it a couple hours. Take this with you. Talk to your meat guys. Make friends with your meat department guys this time of year, I like to tell people, because they're going to be a great asset to you. And to call ahead or stop in ahead, we have enough to worry about. And deadlines and getting everything done by a certain time. Pop in right now before Christmas Eve, before Christmas, and put in your order. Or just give them a call, too. Hey, I'd like to do the beef ribeye roast. Bone in or boneless, you choose. I'm going to have 8 adults and 3 kids, and they will help you out. They'll get you all figured out, too. And we do have a nice holiday roast swap page, too, you can print off. So maybe if you're budget conscious, if you only want to spend a certain amount and you can't afford maybe a big old prime rib ribeye, we've got some other great roast options for this time of year. Two, on a side note, I've been doing short ribs. They're so trendy, and we got a new recipe. You braise short ribs with a thyme port sauce. So it's still got a little red wine in the sauce. Yummy. But short ribs are a labor of love. They take a while. I bet it takes longer than a ribeye roast to get them tender. But, you know, in 3 hours, you're going to have a big pot full of short ribs. Pretty economical. You can feed a lot of people, and so delicious. You can make thicken the gravy, strain it out, thicken it, serve with some homemade mashed potatoes.
Right.
Perfect. You know, maybe make it for your holiday celebration, if you like, or for the next day, or
right.
Anytime.
New Year's, we still have football. Yeah.
Yeah, we still got a little bit of football, though. Don't talk about that. But yeah, too, on that Beef Up Your Holidays page, we've got some fun links to some bloggers who pair wine with prime rib. So maybe if you want to try a new wine, mm-hmm. Check it out. I'm so intrigued by the wine pairings because I'm very novice. But I like reading that, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to try a new wine. And these wines are cheap, too, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I shouldn't say cheap. But, economical.
Right.
But, heck, try something new. Kind of makes your whole meal. It's kind of fun. Yeah, and then yeah. So check out beeftips.com, the Beef Up Your Holidays page. We've got a lot of information there. All the great links to all the recipes. 53% of us U.S. consumers, we rank beef as the top protein for our social gatherings and special occasions. So, hey, they're coming right
up.
Tis the season, yeah.
Angie Horkins in studio with us. Again, she's communications with the Wisconsin Beef Council. This is Checkoff Chats, and like she said, whether it is something specific to the holidays or whether you're looking for inexpensive meals as we get into the new calendar year, and maybe it's about a diet or something like that, beef is definitely a part of the conversation. And like she said, we can't stress it enough, if you are somebody that wants to try a prime rib, rib roast for the holidays, call your provider in advance. This is not a cut that necessarily is in the showcase every day, all the time. That being said, Angie, you know, everybody has been kind of concerned about the price of beef at the retail level, but your sales numbers confirm people are still ready to invest in that good cut.
Exactly. Our prices are not that much higher than last year. We have a lot of consumer research on that, but the demand is there. So we are seeing people are not scared by that, the sticker. There's no sticker shock. Hey, you know what? They want to make that really nice beef meal for their family, for their friends, for the holidays, and it's worth it. Well, the value is there.
The other thing that we haven't talked about, but you definitely see at beeftips.com, is if you want to buy a smaller size prime rib and use it as an appetizer or something like that, you guys have great ideas on how to change it up that way.
Yeah, you know, we haven't even talked about tenderloin roast, right. Second most popular cut. 30% of tenderloin roasts are sold right now in this two-month time period. But I love doing a tenderloin because there's no waste on it. When you go in, and I always call ahead for my tenderloins because I get a 2-2.5 pound center cut, nicely trimmed. And two, I have not been buying choice tenderloins. I've been buying kind of, they call it a Pismo. It's like a high select. It's still, I think it's great. And you as a consumer, you could save some moolah by going that route. But of course, a choice tenderloin, you can't get better than that. It's like butter, melts in your mouth. But I love doing and making it, having it as a meal, and then trying to save some and slicing it off for a crostini or a little appetizer. We got some fun caramelized onions, and just going and buy the purchase the herb cheese right in the deli. You don't need, you know, it's made for you. Our mm-hmm. cheeses here are beautiful. Go in and buy one of those and put that on the toasted crostini bread and slice a tenderloin, a little caramelized onion. Okay, that's the appetizer of the year.
Yeah, she's definitely making it easy for us, that is for sure. Angie Horkin again in studio with us. This is Checkoff Chats, and it's everything that you've ever wanted to know about how to entertain properly with beef at the center of the plate, the mainstay for your appetizers, and headed into New Year's celebrations as well. BeefTips.com will get you connected. Don't forget, Beef Up the Holidays, their page that will lead you to everything you need to know, from preparation, cook times, selecting the cut, and also those recipes and more, plus some great stories from other folks that are involved supporting the beef industry. That's BeefTips.com, and that is Check Off Chat, featuring Angie Horkin in studio with us. I'm PM Yankee.
Deep underground, the Jelly Belly Factory, BB is in her secret laboratory creating the weird and wild flavors of Bean Boozled.
I've done it again!
Is it pomegranate or old bandage? Dare to compare. Bean Boozled, 6th edition. Are you brave enough?